Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. You know, it was back in 1966 when Walt Disney introduced the concept he envisioned of a real functioning city where people would live and work and play. And he envisioned where major companies could showcase and test new technologies on a regular basis. Walt envisioned a city that would continually be updated and made new. He said it would be, quote, a community of the future that will never be completed, end quote, because it would always be embracing the latest innovations and technologies. Walt called this city Epcot, which stands for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. Unfortunately, Walt died shortly after the announcement of his Epcot vision. His brother and other Disney executives who took over the helm after Walt's death soon realized the vision of Epcot was driven by Walt's leadership and was difficult, if not impossible, to replicate. So they modified the plans and they changed Epcot from a real functioning city to become the theme park it is today. It still maintains some of Walt's original vision, such as displaying innovation and technology, as well as a celebration of international communities and countries. Epcot now functions as an educational and entertainment venue rather than an actual functioning city. And while Walt's vision of a city was not completely realized, the vision Walt left behind was enough to inspire others to continue building. But as grand as Walt Disney's vision was of this ever-evolving, prototypical city of the future, it pales in comparison to God's vision of our future home, the city of the New Jerusalem. God shared His vision of the New Jerusalem with us in His Word, particularly in Hebrews and Revelation. For example, we read in Hebrews 12, starting in verse 22, we read, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven." The New Jerusalem. And in our current book study of the promise of heaven, our author David Jeremiah writes this about the New Jerusalem. In his book, on page 66, he writes, "The capital city of the universe, the New Jerusalem, the sensational municipality of New Jerusalem, is already being prepared in heaven by God Himself. According to Scripture, this city will be far larger than any presently on earth. It will be taller, happier, and more exquisite. The Bible delights in telling us about this place. The final two chapters of Scripture in Revelation use the word city 12 times to describe our eternal home." And he writes, "I don't believe it's a figure of speech. It is an actual physical place, a real city. Our resurrected bodies will be physical, real, tangible. So they will need an actual home, a literal city." Well, the New Jerusalem will be an actual city we will live in. It will be massive enough to contain all who believe in Jesus as Savior all throughout history. As Dr. Jeremiah writes on page 68 in his book, he writes, "In today's terms, New Jerusalem will be about 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, and 1,500 miles high. One way of visualizing its footprint is simply to think of the entire eastern half of the United States stacked 1,500 miles high. He goes on to write over on page 69, it'll be 15,000 times as big as London, 20 times as big as all New Zealand, 10 times as big as Germany and France, and 40 times as big as England. And he writes, it'll be 70 times the present population of the entire globe, 70 times more. And he finishes writing this about it on page 71. We'll witness this magnificent city soaring 1,500 miles into the atmosphere, built on gemstone foundations, with each gate brilliantly crafted from a single pearl. We'll walk into this holy city with jaws dropped and eyes widened in absolute wonder. For even the most beautiful places on earth don't hold a candle to what God has prepared for us. The Apostle Paul meant it when he wrote in 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Wow. Well, unlike the original vision of Walt Disney's Epcot, the main purpose of the New Jerusalem is not for experimentation and technology, but rather the main purpose of the New Jerusalem is to be a holy city. So what does a holy city look like? Well, Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 72. He writes, the Wycliffe Bible commentary says, a holy city will be one in which no lie will be uttered in 100 million years. No evil word will ever be spoken. No shady business deal will ever even be discussed. No unclean picture will ever be seen. No corruption of life will ever be manifest. It will be holy because everyone in it will be holy. Without sin, there'll be no death. There'll be no jails, courtrooms, prisons, hospitals, nor funeral homes in heaven. This is a holy place for holy people, for those who have been made holy by God's infinite grace through the blood of Jesus Christ. Holiness brings happiness, and what joy we'll experience. This clear vision of the New Jerusalem, where all will live who have accepted Jesus as their Savior, is beautifully promised in Revelation 21:3, where it's written, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me. Email me for details, Beth at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.